maybe you could tell people a little bit about yourselves and who you are. Who wants to go first? Kyla?
All right. I am from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I went to school at Brigham Young University of Idaho, and I just graduated in April. I'm an avid backpacker. I love to backpack. I like to fish up as I go up there. So it's a little bit about me.
Okay, and that probably got you interested in coming to Petersburg, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've always had, like, this interest in Alaska for some reason. And so when this internship opportunity came up, I was pretty excited about it. So okay. I took it.
And Blaine?
I'm from Seattle, Washington, so I'm a Northwest native, so this weather here and the whole green and the wet is home to me, so I love it here. But I go to school at Brigham Young University, Idaho as well, a recreation management major, starting my senior year this fall. And I mean, kind of like Kyla, coming to Alaska has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So this was the bigger playground than Washington was. So far it has been.
And you guys are in charge of the Viking summer camp this year, right?
That's correct.
Tell me about it. What's planned and what can kids look forward to if they sign up?
So it's an 8-week camp, summer camp. So it starts from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. We have different themes for each week. So we have like Champions Week, Explorers Week, Creatures Week. And so we'll do just different experiments and different things throughout that week.
Yeah. Based on those different themes. So we've been planning this since back in March. We've been working on this for the past couple months, so we have a lot of fun activities to plan. Things that are they're going to be fun for the kids, you know, push them past their safety zones or comfort zones, and so they can grow a little bit, because we want this to camp to be, you know, more adventurous, let them have some fun, but as well be instructive, educational as well.
Most of the events will be centered around the community gym and pool, or are you taking kids out in the hinterlands? Or
all over. We have plans for the pool and plans for in the gym, and using those in different ways too, and then as well as utilizing the community, because there is so much here with going down to like Sandy Beach, going up to the lakes, anything just that's out the road. We've been exploring it for the past couple of weeks ourselves, and it's a lot of fun. It's beautiful out there, and so we want to kind of take the kids out there and have some fun out there.
Okay, and I think it starts up Monday, is that right?
Yeah, Monday. 8th? Monday's the first day, first week.
Yeah, Monday and this next week, and it runs all the way through August. We take one week off for the 4th of July, and then we start right back up.
Okay. And can kids sign up for just 1 week or a couple weeks, or do they have to be the whole thing? Or
They can do 1 week if they want, and we have all the different themes, so they could pick and choose. They could do 1 week, 2 weeks, or they could sign up for the whole thing. And if they sign up right now before the camp starts, we have a nice discount going on. And then after the camp starts, it's a little bit more. But
is there a cap on how many kids can participate? Or
Each week we try to keep it to about nine to ten kids. And so sometimes they'll stay that week. Sometimes we'll have less, just depending on how many sign up for that week.
And if we do get a lot more kids signing up for this, we'll probably look at it and do our best to accommodate everybody we can, because, you know, we want to help this program kind of grow. That's our job as interns, and to really help the community grow more. So okay. Come out. It's going to be a lot of fun, and, you know, your kids are going to have a lot of fun for sure.